Good afternoon. You're tuned into SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Wednesday, February 17th. South Carolina House members have passed a bill banning almost all abortions in the state after Democratic members walked out of the legislative chambers. Most of the 43 Democratic representatives left the House chamber and moved to the State House lobby when debate began, complaining that the overwhelming Republican majority made debating the bill pointless. House Democratic Leader Todd Rutherford of Columbia said the Republican leadership in the House should be discussing people dying from COVID instead of an abortion ban.
People that pretend to care about life, yet watch as people die, we believe that that is hypocrisy at its best. We have participated in that debate for far too long, and that is why we decided that to do our jobs today, we would do them out here.
The proposal passed the Senate last month, and Governor McMaster has promised many times he'd sign it into law. Yet another powerful winter storm is moving through the deep south today. Meteorologist Jeff Huffman says it could bring multiple weather hazards to the Palmetto State tonight and tomorrow.
Minor ice accumulations are possible near or just north of I-85 in the upstate early tomorrow morning, where a winter weather advisory is in effect. A flash flood watch has been issued for the Midlands, where 2 to 4 inches of rain may fall by Friday. And a few strong storms may produce wind damage or even a tornado in the Lowcountry tomorrow evening.
Jeff says the recent active weather pattern will come to an end with the passage of this storm, and much quieter and drier days are expected through the weekend. New coronavirus cases are down again today, but so is the number of tests administered. The State Department of Health and Environmental Control confirmed 50 more coronavirus deaths. The number of new confirmed tests was 655 out of more than 9,700 tests given, for a positive test rate around 9%. In other news, hundreds of items, including more than 30 guitars and basses played by the rock group KISS, have been donated to the USC Music Library. South Carolina Public Radio's Ted Underwood has more.
For Charleston resident and KISS fan John Downs, collecting the instruments, drumsticks, photos, records, and Paul Stanley artwork over 44 years was a labor of love, but he came to a point where he wanted to share what he called his lifetime collection.
It was just the right time. The collection had gotten so big. It was being part of it stored in a closet. I couldn't even see a lot of the items. And I thought, hey, it needs to go somewhere where people can actually see it and appreciate it.
Downs will keep collecting and funneling material to the library, he said. The library expects the collection to be used by researchers as well as enjoyed by the public when it eventually goes on exhibit. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.
That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.